We continue now with lesson number 32 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shviyos. We're proceeding further into the eighth perek, studying the third and fourth Mishnayos of the eighth perek. Perek Shmini, Mishneh Gimel, and Mishneh Dalet. We've mentioned before, back in the last perek, that among the restrictions that apply to Kedusha Shviyos are not only Li'ochla V'lola Hefzit, not only can you not consume the peros in some unusual fashion, that's considered wasting or destroying the peros Shviyos. They have to be eaten if they're for food. One has to drink them if they're for drink. One can use them for anointing if they're like shemen zayis, olive oil, etc. So too, there's a restriction of li'ochla v'lo l'schora, of not doing business, with peros shviyos. Peros shviyos are made to be eaten by humans directly without going through, what should we say, the capitalist system of buying and selling, etc. However, under certain circumstances, as we've already learned, it is permissible to sell peros shviyos. So that is, for example, I have my own farm, and I took down the fence, and there's a big sign, Kol Dichvin Yeseh V'Yechol, anybody can come here and take what they want. I too take what I want. So suppose I take what I want from the field, or someone comes into my field and takes what he wants, and then takes it home, and now has a surplus of food. How many tomatoes do I need? I took two sacks of tomatoes, and I can only eat one sack. So the other sack can be sold, as we will see in this Mishnah. Go to my neighbor and say, you want a sack of tomatoes? Give me a few bucks for it. Fine. But it cannot be sold in unusual market conditions. Now, the Mishnah explains. Ein mochrin peros shviyos. And in those situations where, like I gave the example, you have a surplus of food. You want to be able to get rid of some of the surplus by giving it to a neighbor for a few dollars. You can do that, but lo b'mida, not by measuring it and saying, I'm giving you so and such a bushel full of tomatoes. V'lo b'mishko, nor can you say, I'm giving you a pound of tomatoes. V'lo b'minyan, nor can you say, I'm giving you 12 tomatoes. Or a dozen tomatoes. That would be doing it in the normal market conditions. You can tell him, I have a bunch of tomatoes here, a batch of tomatoes, I have extra tomatoes. You want some, give it to me for $3. That would be permissible. But not by saying a specific measure full, a bushel full, or a pound of, or a dozen of. The Mishnah continues and says, V'lo te'enim b'minyan. Even something like figs, which normally are sold by weight, not by number. You don't say you want 10 figs, 12 figs, but rather you say you want a pound of figs. On Shviyos, you certainly cannot say, do you want a pound of figs for a dollar? But you can't even say, do you want a dozen figs, or 10 figs, or 5 figs, or whatever for a dollar? Because either way, it is, even in the unusual way, of Tainan Beminion is also too much like marketing. V'lo yorok b'mishko. Similarly, vegetables, let's say bunches of scallions, bunches of carrots, etc., which normally are sold or were sold in those days by number, a dozen carrots, 5 carrots, 10 carrots, 20 carrots. And you now say, well, I'm not going to do it the customary way. I'll sell you the carrots by weight, a pound of carrots. That's also not permissible. V'lo yorok b'mishko. Beishamai yomim af lo agudos. Beishamai says that even without a minyan, 10 carrots, you cannot sell carrots if they are bound together as a bundle, because that's the way they're normally sold. But rather, you have to sell them when they're not bound together, just individual carrots. If they're bound together, it's too much like market conditions, so says Beishamai. However, continues the Mishnah, Uves Hillel Omrim, Es Shedarko Le'agod Babayis, Ogdin Oso Bashuk. Different approaches to this Mishnah. The standard pshat here is that those peros, which a person binds together, even when he's not selling them. In other words, normally I have a field full of carrots, and I have a bunch of carrots, so I bind them together as a bundle to take into the kitchen, not to put on the market. So if that's the case, that the binding of these specific vegetables is done, shedarko le'ekod babayis is done, even when you're just taking them home for home consumption, then ogdenoso bashuk. Then during Shavuos, it's permissible to bind them even if you're selling them on the marketplace, because binding them is not considered derech sechora in such a case. Kagon, what's an example of some of the vegetables that are bound together on the field even when you're just taking them home to your own kitchen? Kagon hakreshin, kress, and v'netz hecholov is this milkweed vegetable, which these were mentioned in a longer list back in the beginning of the seventh parak. So the general rule is that one cannot do business with peros shviyas. However, there are certain conditions, namely when you have a surplus of stuff and you want to sell it for a few dollars so that the peros don't go to waste, then it is permissible, but you have to do it in a way which is not the usual derech sechora, which is not the usual way of marketing. And those are the laws which are contained in the Mishnah Gimel, which we just learned. Now, Mishnah Dalet goes on to say something more about the doing business, so to speak, trading in peros shviyas. And that is, if I trade, in the cases we gave above, a bunch of carrots for a dollar, that dollar also now takes on Kedusha Shviyas, and that dollar can only be spent, you can't take that dollar as to buy a ticket to go to the movies, or whatever, or even to use it to go to the Beis Medrash, but rather you can only use it for eating, drinking, and sicha, as you could with Peros Shviyas. In other words, the Kedusha Shviyas extends even onto the money which is received for Kedusha Shviyas. That's one lesson in the coming Mishnah Dalet. Another lesson is that the wages that are paid to someone for working, taking something from the field, and there are permissible conditions during Shviyas, the wages are not considered like an exchange, and therefore the wages are not restricted to Kedusha Shviyas and can be spent by the worker for whatever he pleases. And additionally, we will learn that it's not permissible to pay one's debts with money which was an exchange for Peros Shviyas, and certainly you cannot pay your debts with Peros Shviyas themselves. So those are the rules which are going to surface, so to speak, from this coming Mishnah. And let's learn the Mishnah inside. The Mishnah says, Ha'omer la'poel. If someone says to his worker, the man has a patch of carrots, tomatoes, whatever it is, and peros shviyas, and he's declared his field hefka, but he's an old man, a tired man, a busy man, he has no time to go out and actually take the carrots in from the field. So he says to a worker, Hey lacha isor zeh. Here is an Isur. An Isur is a coin, 1/24th of a dinar. And he says to him, here's this coin. V'laketli yorok hayom. Please gather some vegetables, some carrots for me today. We're speaking here of carrots which are permissible to be eaten on Shviyas, which are growing in the field, one own field, declared hefker, etc. Sechoro mutar. In such case, the worker can take this Isur and spend it on anything he wants, because it's not considered that this Isur is somehow an exchange for the carrots, demei shviyas, money received from shviyas, because the Isur is only for the man's labor. The Isur doesn't reflect at all the value of the carrots. The Isur reflects the value of the man's time. You're spending an hour, here's an Isur. So then the poel can take this Isur, dollar or whatever and use it for whatever he wishes. But if the farmer says to the worker, "Laket li bo yorak hayom," I'm giving you an isar. Collect for me, gather for me an isar's worth of carrots today. So then that money is now representing an exchange for the carrots. These are the value of the carrots which were gathered is a dollar. And you're taking a dollar, Mr. Worker. So then, Sechoro Osur, his dollar is subject to the rules of Dmei Shviyas, and he cannot spend it on anything else but Achila Ushasiyah. The Mishnah continues. Lokach min hanachtom kikor befundyon. If a person buys from a baker a kikor, a loaf of bread or a cake or whatever, worth a pundyon. A pundyon is 1/12 of a dinar, meaning 2 isrim, 2 isers. And he says to the baker, "I'm taking today, now Tuesday morning, I'm taking this loaf of bread from you. Kisha elkot yarko sode oviloch. When I gather in the carrots from my field, I will bring you some carrots." And these carrots are on the field. In such a situation, says the Mishnah, mutar. This is permissible. The Rash explains, it's permissible because these vegetables, these carrots, are not given as payment for the kikor, but rather, you gave me a present, you gave me a kikor, I'll give you a present, I'll give you some carrots. But it's not that I'm buying the... it's not that I owe you $5 for the kikor, so I'm going to give you $5 worth of carrots. It's just exchanging gifts back and forth. That's the Rashi's approach. The Rambam takes a different approach and explains that if I am exchanging a kikor, which is from Shviyas, this loaf of bread is from Shviyas, and I'm exchanging the loaf of bread for Shviyas with carrots from Shviyas, so fine, I'm just exchanging for Shviyas for Shviyas. But suppose the kikor was last year's flour. It was from Shishis. So now, if I exchange that kikor for the carrots, which did grow on Shviyas, so the Kedusha Shviyas of the carrots now goes over to the kikor. This is the Rambam's approach. But our Mishnah is talking where a case where the kikor is not Peros Shishis, but rather is Peros Shviyas. So you're exchanging Peros Shviyas for Peros Shviyas. This is permissible. Most Mefarshim, as far as I can see, most Mefarshim follow the Rash. Certainly the Bartanura follows the Rash. And that is that under the conditions described in this Mishnah, where I don't say, okay, I owe you $5 for the kikor, so let me go and bring you $5 worth of carrots. But rather I say, thank you, you gave me a kikor. Next week I'll bring you some carrots. So there you're just exchanging gifts. It's not a matter of one thing in exchange for the other. However, the Mishnah continues, Lokach mimenu stam. I go into the bakery and I say to the baker, give me that beautiful kikor over there. The baker says, fine, here it is. And the usual understanding, and maybe it's made explicit, okay, put it on my credit, put it on my little notebook that you have with you. I owe you for the kikor. In such a situation, and now I want to come and pay for the kikor with money that I received from the carrots on my farm, which I sold permissibly to someone, and now this dummim has kedusha shviyas, so I can't use the dummim, the money which now carries onto it kedusha shviyas, to pay a debt, because all I have now is a debt to the nachtom, to the baker. Lo yishalem lo midmei shviyas she'ein porin chov midmei shviyas. The general rule is, that's really doing marketing, paying debts. That's part of the marketing structure. That cannot be done with money achieved or acquired through trading Peros Shviyas for that money. So that money cannot be used to pay a debt. And certainly, Peros Shviyas themselves cannot be used to pay a debt. And so we have concluded Mishnah Dalet of Perek Ches, and the process have concluded lesson number 32.